You want to hear this year? When you start?
I just say anything to women on Facebook. They always get it over to me.
That's too difficult. Hey, guys.
What?
She said he's about to start, I think. Okay. To you, yeah, he's about to start.
Welcome to Rabbi Israel.
Welcome to Rabbi David. I didn't get to show this morning.
Eh?
I didn't get to show this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you feeling okay? Or are you doing
just being careful?
Just being careful.
Just being careful, yeah.
Yeah. I went to show this morning.
Uh-huh.
And to be honest, there was a couple of guys at the back weren't wearing masks. It upset me. I'm wondering if I should go again tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Well, after Davin, I wanted to tell the Gabba he disappeared. He knew, probably knew what I was going to say to him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't see Yosef in shul, but I don't see him here either. He's hiding behind the sign. Oh, there he is. With his fancy headphones.
Out of our area. That confirms.
You know, Mr. Shem, next year, Rabbi Yisrael, everything will be better, and you'll be able to go to shul every day.
Indeed. Be'ezer Hashem.
If we're out of town, are we coming back from a trip during the lockdown? That's the question.
Shemuel is muted. Doesn't want to speak to me. I'll say hello. I'll wave to him even. Even if he doesn't want to speak to me, it's okay. I'm not bogus.
Although, it's just a general question during any time. During a lockdown, do you have to remain the whole time in your area?
Oh,
you
no.
Well, morning, everybody.
Good morning, Rasha.
Oh. So, Baruch Hashem, I have one person in front of me, and I've got the rest on Zoom, and I'm going to wear a mask because
I'm alone,
yeah. Okay. So, if you want to see me smiling, you have to look at my eyes. I said, if you want to see me smiling, you'll have to look at my eyes, that's all. Somebody will listen to these recordings one day and they'll think that we were insane, eh? All right. Just one second. Where's this thing now? Where are the controls? Oh, there we go. Fine. Okay. So we spoke yesterday at parents about the nesayin, the yisurim of parents who have children that are off the derech. I don't know what that means, but that's what they say, so let's use that terminology. And we spoke about odpam, applying the principles that we've been developing over the of last few weeks, that each yisurim, each nesayin comes as a shlichus. It's a kodesh bonch who designed this specifically for the person. And this person was given this task to deal with. Therefore, this child is a shliach of Hashem, essentially. Hashem came to you and asked you, please, to look on this child. And therefore, there's no room for shame and guilt. On the contrary, one's proud. If this was the next door neighbor's kid that you were looking after, that you were fostering, you'd be a very proud parent, foster parent. So that's how we have to look at this. Obviously, when a person did things wrong and he was negligent and he made mistakes, so he has to do tshuva for that, for sure. But once he's done that, it's the same as in the case of the neifel min agag. On the one who fell from it was going to fall. Misheshi semebreish is the same with the kids. We don't know what Hashem's cheshbonos are. We don't understand anything. If you still think you understand anything, then you really don't understand anything. But the person has to take this responsibility. This child was given to you. He was deposited by you, and you have to do what you have to do with him. So that's the approach that we built, and we built yesterday in this area in Chinuch. Okay. I'm on Reish Ayin Hay, correct? Haklal Oilem Midvareinu, who Afal Pi, Shal Pi Aymuna Ayesoidis, Vabesisis, Anachnu Shlichim Shalakosh Bocho Belamaze. What comes out of this is that the imuna, basic imuna that we have, is that we're Shlichim of Hashem in this world. Vaylach Achoviv Nakosh Bocho Kishlich Hamishtalech. There's nothing more beloved in Hashem's eyes than a shliach who tries with all his might to fulfill his shlichus properly. This is a key, it's a mafteach that enables us to understand the correct approach, the correct hashkofa, that will escort us, that will help us in every step of our lives. It will also help us to go through the pathways of Yisurim that we have to go through, that we have to pass. There's no one in this world that doesn't have, at some point in some time, suffering and the difference between sevel and suffering is Yisurim. Sevel with Yisurim. Okay. The Nevei HaTlois is like the view of problems, of suffering. That's what this world is. Doesn't mean we come into this world to suffer. There's not a Christian concept. The beautiful, correct, beautiful world that Hashem made. But Hashem, in his infinite wisdom, uses this world to provide suffering for people for different reasons. So how much more say do ikfis in Mashiach? The Tanim already said, let Mashiach come, Amoraim, let Mashiach come, but let me not live to see him. The Yusurim, the spiritual Yusurim, the physical Yusurim that this generation is going to have to go through, and he's going through. First of all, you have to know if you've got a problem, if you have a problem in your house, on your table, wherever you are, you have the koyach of Hashem to help you. You have superhuman power to withstand this nisoin. You know why? Because you have Hashem's powers, and Hashem is superhuman. Well, he's not human, he's super. I mean, you have all the infinite koichos that Hashem has. You need to know this challenge, this job that you're busy dealing with now, however small, however big, however long, however short, if it's your table, nobody else could fulfill this mission. No one. It's your mission. No one else can do it. And as we mentioned many times, if you won't do it, then the world can't come to fruition. If there's one ois in the Sefer Torah missing, the Gan Sefer Torah is possible. So that's the vort here. If a person doesn't fulfill his unique mission in the world, then not just he hasn't fulfilled his mission in the world, the whole world is going to have a big hole in it. Big ozone hole in the because you didn't fulfill your mission. All of Klal Yisrael is incomplete. Mamela let him lachshov, therefore a person has to lu lo hayiti nimtza b'matzav zeh, ili yoyse toiv, We often said, no way, if I just was this matzav, things would be much better. If I didn't have this financial problem, or this chinuch problem, or this ill problem, or this problem, or that problem, wow, things would be much better. That's what we think. No, it's a big mistake. Adam nivra yichidi. We are created one. The best possible situation that you can have. In the world, we are shlichim who were deposited into our hands a unique mission. We're not the boss of anything. You're not the boss of anything except your behavior. You're not the boss of your money. Obviously, a person has to do the chivim that are mutl olam. They can't say the health's not my problem. Do whatever I want. Hashem will take care of it. No, it has to do what the Torah machayevs him to do, for sure. We don't know why. The Torah to shmatim odol nafshaseichim. Why? Because that's what Hashem said. That's what Hashem said. Hashem said, put on those funny black boxes on your head in the morning and you understand why? Not really, but you do it because Hashem said so. Kol advarim alalu nitne v'edenu kekelim u'kedoinus bilvad kedei shal yoduchal v'tzeh chuseinu b'olam. These things we have, money, the health, everything we have, it's in order to be able to fulfill our mission in the world, which is for us, which is good for us. Hashem doesn't need us. But dafke kelim eilu nitzroch anu v'kelim acherim. V'lo kelim acherim. This is dafke what you need. You don't need other things. If you needed other things, you'd have the things. You wouldn't have this. Therefore, don't look to what the neighbor's got, what other people have got. Live in your world. What's your obligation in your unique world? And stop looking at what everybody else that he's got and this one's got. And in the you've been given a unique job. You have everything. You need that job. If you needed anything else, you would get it. If you think you need anything else, a daven for it. We've spoken about that. Because you don't have it, you don't have it. I knew Yidden. You must also knew that if they didn't have money for something, they never bought it. You know, there were people that used to live like that. That sounds shocking, you know, like if you didn't have money for something, you didn't buy it. Today, if you don't have the money for something, that doesn't stop you buying it. That's the last reason why you wouldn't buy things, because you don't have the money for it. You want something, you buy it. How pay for it? You'll be checking, you'll do tashlumim, you'll borrow, you'll get a debt, whatever. If you want someone to go on holiday, you want to afford it. So move on. I mean, if you would tell that to a child, they'd say, speak to a teenager, that's of course, like, what do you mean? Why are you even talking about that? It's not a sect. I knew people wouldn't buy anything if they didn't have the money. Why? No, because they don't want to get. I couldn't understand that you would buy things that if you had the money, if you needed it, you would have the money to buy it. Of course, you don't cause the money, you don't have the money, you don't need it. Well, of course, I had a problem with debt, I had a problem with it as well. You can't get any debt if you don't need to. That was the problem. The problem was full. If you need it, you would have the money to buy it. And cause the money, you don't have money, means you don't need it. So that's posh to them. Today you're trying to explain to somebody under the age of 70 or whatever, 140. We're looking at everyone's world. If they can go on holiday, why can't I go on holiday? They can have a new car, why have a new car? Because you live in the world, you live in your world. You have to deal with Hashem. It's very important to try and paradigm a little bit of the world impact on us. Our job is very simple. The definition, the job description is very straightforward. It is a thumbs work of a lot of the job description, very simple. Levatel et retenainu v'shoseinu ha'ashim klaperon Hashem. We have to take our personal aspiration, desires, and where they don't resonate with Hashem, we have to get rid of anodhees. It's an ongoing challenge. I have a wrong to do Aleph. Hashem wants me to do Beis. But then there's a struggle. I'm going to get rid of Aleph in order to do Beis. I'm going to get rid of Beis to do Aleph. Whose wrong am I going to be fulfilling? Mine or Aleph's? We have like a shliya who nullifies his desire completely in the face of the one ending him to do his mission. And then the boy is not shared between the Seinu, Ash, Maseinu, Achreina, Achitiva Nefesh, Shalchoi. even midday sirutish, when that's called, even if it's giving back your neshama back to the one who sent your neshama, it's what's called for. As negelem shukuru toiv negale kol rega shel yisurei medukta kachusar. When we go elam ha'em, when we understand, we see the truth. We understand that everything we went was medukta. It was mamash kachusar et kol tov. That this was mamash brought to our tachlis. It was what enabled us to fulfill our mission in the world, and we'll see enormous pleasure that we get from this story. Then you'll really recognize the awesomeness of this presence. And Shiramah, then our mouth will be full of laughter. Your mouth not only be full of laughter. Kashi Golalana Kosbohu Ma Tafkid, Shol Rega, the Kolnir Shil Abo Ilamazet. When you start the purpose, the benefit was of every nano moment, every nanosecond of tsar suffering in this world. Nishak Alat Mainu. You'll be sorry. You are not. Why are you so angry? Why are you so frustrated? Why are you so bitter? You realize that all the acres, the that you're having, radiating and fitting fair. It was all because of the surim. So why are you kicking and beating and shouting? What's the problem? Mabaya. This is the yosod, and this is the message that has been internalized, been taken. I can't help you with that. That you're on your own. We've learned the base. We have the basic tools, and now you have to come and work with it. You set us up today to think about things. Okay. I mean, if less than a week before Shona, in the middle of Kona and whatever, the person's thinking now, then I don't know when you're going to start king. Then no, like, if you're looking up yet to last, then Hashem's king to us. If it hasn't happened yet, then you're in a lot of trouble. Not too late. You know, it's certainly later than you think. It's not too late. But we've got two pages here left of the feast. Essentially, that's Perek Hay. Perek Vav, we'll see, is basically a separate sefer all on its own. It's built on a lot of what we've dealt here, but I wouldn't have put it in the sefer. But it's necessary today. We'll deal with Perek Vav Netzach. That's important to know today because there's so much misinformation about that particular subject. The subject best left alone, but couldn't leave alone. So they messed it up there. They really messed up some people. So we have to deal with that. So Baruch Hashem, he deals with it very well. We'll get there. But intentionally, we're going to be dealing now with the last two pages of the Sefer and brought together a lot of we've dealt with. So let's see how that goes. We're in Perei. The old collection. Raise a very big question. In if it's correct now that Yisur is a gift, a wonderful gift from Hashem, each of Yisur is a specific job. Surim brings us closer, purifies us, cleanses us, enables us to get closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, more than even mitzvah Shuvil, as we brought many times above. Zim kenishel shal dua enu lishdel bolenu agash v'hasig bo yisachenu v'sheinu. And why do we have to, in this world, make yishadlis, in the physical world, then, get what we need and what we want? L'chayir adarabba. It let's say it's better. Don't make shtadlus. Don't make any efforts, money or whatever, for life of poverty. Save, datus, go find a sort of damn basement, go rent. You live on bread and onions. Well, what do you have to do? You have a house. You have to have a business. You live normally, a person. You have to live. Then, of course, we'll humble ourselves. You're still in Basimba. The fact that we're living is terrible on a day, that we haven't got enough food. Why do we have all the health? If these are so called, you're running away from them. Why are you doing every bottle of ishtadlus to get sick, to have it to live on, to have it food? No, go look for yourim. If Racha Yisrim, he got toive, my Yisrim, Matana Kondla, the Yisrim are so good and they're wonderful. They provide us with so much. The long term, they're going to give us unbelievable reward. It's murder, it's not even so. It's many. Go talk to yourself. And he's not asking this Kuntang Peak. He's asking him, I'm serious. Every day he gets up and says, don't give me any son. All three Lord is sorry. Not only son. Do I'm a Vikshashim Umash Fasin on Mikhoit Bar Mecharabi? If we ask him, and that which I've sinned, trying to please wipe out, eradicate the enormous Rami, but not do you see evil dreams. What? If you look at Shmaita, give me him. Well, what are you doing this? There's a Moedic Pele on this. You can go have a look in the Pele. I think it's Nisayon. But the Pele Yot is alphabetical. No, Nisayon explains the types of Nisayonists. The ones that him gives us, those what the ones you ask for, explains the dots there. He's going to be from the Balatanya. There's two ways to cleave Shem. The life and there's the dead way. Derech HaChashmoy Sehi Humushmiris Kolot Rivim Bitzvus Ahol Pratayim V'tub Dayim. The Derech HaChayim is obvious that keeping all the Torah and Mitzvahs, that's the Derech HaChayim. HaChayim Elim HaKimbo, that's keeping the Torah, with its details. So he's asking us, Bamazeh, Kiddush Chayim Al Yedei Kiyum Mitzvus HaGashmiyas Pesach. In this world, but then the Kaddish, the Gashmir, all your mitzvahs, Kiddush Shem Shemayim, Sakenu, Mishtadu, but it's Hashem, Nosu, Mishgu, Fenim, and Nevoid. What are we doing our life? The Kaddish Shemayim, looking at our health, Mishtadu, from Panos. What are we doing? Everything our life is dedicated to being, to avoid Hashem, and to be the Shem Shem in the world. That's the way the really, the Ika way you're supposed to function. That's the goal of the Bria, Neymar. Hashem has a deep burning, a deep desire to be able to come down into this lower world. The higher world where the Kudu is, that's the above world, the higher world. But the cliff of the higher world is not to be the higher world. The task of the higher world is to come to this world. Only through all, that's only through a Jew. Only a Jew can bring the Kudu, that higher upper, that other world, the aboveness, that to this world. That's what the Chris of is. How does he do that? 600 mitzvahs. That works. That's the system that works. Through the things that he does as well, he's Kaddish. Brings the Kedusha above and it comes to stay, but it comes there. Hashem to be down. He stays, but he comes down. Hashem wants us to make Kiddush, yeah, this world. Even though we're in a low, dark, dirty world, the Kiddush comes down in this world through us. Achim can't do that. That path full of, no, that's full of bling block. Karachu, know, when you go into a perfume factory, you come out smelling a little bit, you know. When you come in physical world, like it sticks. So I used to claim that, so they mistakes. Whether it's Baratzen, because you move to because just because of us, you inspire where you are. This path is filled with ups and downs. Each person's level, there's ups and downs. The other derech, that via the Yurim. But that's the Adrei Hashem, Yavi Gambucha Yosa. The Yusu is higher. And it's a safer. I assume my fear is other men hoime. Because Surim separate from hoime, umafichim shalo yisto boy yisamida. That you shouldn't spend much time dealing with the physical world. You assume that to the person from the physical world, they'll come up and make tell us what he's like about. Ulamoda is law mikhaim de bushleim tachli sabriya. The Tachlis doesn't come about this. The training is b'chu na'ad b'inyana ilam azeh ka'im ez mitzvah shel ha'tayrim. He wants us to feel ice in this world. He wants us to be sick in all the mitzvahs of ha'tayrim, all the mitzvahs of ha'tayrim. Kashyada mu'chayil b'mitasay. Okay, Hashim, a person doesn't have his health, a person's pain as mochelo. He keeps the mitzvahs. He's very afflicted from the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs in menukah. He can't suck because he's surim. He's surim, but that's tachlis. It's a shemot genus. So if kidu b'shazu kaim rak mitzvah achas v'chayim. For sure, he's not saying this. He's not kaim the v'chay b'hem. Leit mut af l'chol shabbos li suri sofi mazdu kuch nesh. He helped this person save his life. You can be machal shvus. Nachinami. That's not the ikatris of the world. Echad tachlis of the world is named the Torah in the Bible, the way it's supposed to be. Okay, Mitzvah Shemara will pick up, we'll take this further. Those are the dynamics, and remember, we're meant to answer the question, is Yisurim or Sobiv, and they're so wonderful, and they're so gewaltig, and we get so much for them, these billion-dollar houses, then why do we even not get them? So that's what we're meant to answer. We saw up now from the Varanya these trochim of Avodah Hashem, the ones Chaim and the whole Marvel. We'll see if to deal with that. We'll discuss on that take or whatever, big markets in Baramach, exactly understand it here. Anyway, that's the stuff for today. Tomorrow we'll be on Zoom with Hashem. I'll be up till you, it's Hashem, there'll be a message about that out late to okay. Have a good day. Take good care. Everybody healthy.
Thank you, Rav Shem.
Call two.